may rise earlier than previously forecast, saying the United States will need Fed stimulus for some time. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Yellen said Monday that the Fed hasn't done enough to combat unemployment, even after holding interest rates near zero for more than 5 years. The Fed's balance sheet is now up to $4.23 trillion with bond purchases. Yellen, speaking at a conference in Chicago, said, quote, "This extraordinary commitment is still needed and will be for some time. And I believe that view is widely shared by my fellow policymakers. The scars from the Great Recession remain, and reaching our goals will take time," end quote. So what are those goals? More on that after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the people silenced, while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. Is it about left versus right? No, the real fight is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories the national media won't touch, from the National Defense Authorization Act to nullification, militarization of police, and crony capitalism. We are not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics. Understanding the Fed's policies, almost impossible. Fed Chair Janet Yellen claims that real people are behind the statistics of the Fed's policies. In Chicago, she described how one person, Vicky Lira, lost two jobs, endured homelessness, and now serves food samples part-time at a grocery store. But what Fed Chairman Yellen did not explain, how does the endless printing of the dollar and holding interest rates to zero fix that? Yellen never says, only claims that the Fed is committed to spurring the economy and putting 10.5 million people back to work. Is there a plan to do that? Of course not, because the Fed's policies don't and can't do that. The reality is we all know the Fed is a failure, but the good news is more and more Americans are finally beginning to see that. The importance of truth in media go no further than the Federal Reserve, an issue that media continues to ignore and new media continues to expose. For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, sends $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama 36576.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Hold on here. We're trying to connect with Ryan Dawson, who we'll be having a conversation about the Holocaust with here on the Bob Tuscan Show tonight. Hope you enjoy this. And then, of course, next hour we'll have Doug Owen from Blacklist News for War Room Wednesdays. That's right, Doug Owen from Blacklist News for War Room Wednesdays. Coming up next hour on the Bob Tuscan Show. In just about 2 seconds here, we got Ryan on. Here we go.
Acts of false flag terrorism, ignored international law, refused to comply with U.S. agreements, and even attacked and killed.
All right, so you have a guy from a Jewish family living in the United States, and the guy who has Native American roots living in Japan on the radio. This is the making of a joke, but instead it's the making of a conversation on the Holocaust, aka the Huffle Hoax. Ryan Dawson joins me tonight, and on the Bob Tuscan Show to do just that. Have a conversation about one of the most taboo of topics. And Ryan, you know, we've talked a lot about 9/11, of course, your documentary film, The War on Deception, a great...
of a conversation.
or the French or the Americans, is the Holocaust. So without that part of the story, World War II is no longer good versus evil. It's just a bunch of colonial imperialists fighting each other and murdering tens of millions of people.
And we want to be attached to that fairy tale of good versus evil, the Nazis versus, you know, the freedom fighters. It's the same sort of narrative in several respects as today. And on top of that,
new Hitler constantly.
Yeah, exactly, new Hitler. But on top of that, Ryan, we have something that has become the justification for a criminal state in the Middle East. Their country's motto is never again, never again. Of course, referring to the Holocaust. And this has been, to a greater extent,
the phrase is coined by a rabbi who supported the gunning down of 29 Palestinians while they were praying.
Well, never again only applies to a certain group of Ashkenazis, Ryan. It doesn't have to do with other people being put in essentially ghettos and concentration camps, if you will. This only applies to a certain group of political ideologues that are pushing a Zionist agenda. And that right there is another reason why it's so entrenched in our media and our culture, because of the influence that we know is there of this group of special interest, namely Zionists.
Even if the entire official narrative of World War II were absolutely true, there's still no justification to take it out on the Palestinians for what some Germans had done.
Not at all.
Nazis.
And that being said, there's no justification to take it out on Sephardics.
It's like, even if Al-Qaeda had attacked New York, and why would you bomb Iraq? That's like bombing Mexico after Pearl Harbor. It just doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. And speaking of Pearl Harbor, we have an obvious false flag to kick that whole scenario off.
We knew about Pearl Harbor as well.
We most certainly did. It was even broadcasted in the newspaper the week before that this attack was coming. And they even watched the planes fly overhead, and they knew these planes were going to attack.
They broke the Japanese code, and they had the McCollum memo, which goaded them 8 different points that they wanted to do to push Japan into war. The oil embargo was the final one, and they did all 8 points, including having destroyers and ships in Japanese waters. That's not to justify Imperial Japan. I mean, but the thing is, everyone recognizes the evil of the losing side, but the winners of World War II were just as sadistic and went on to murder millions of people. You'll never see a Holocaust memorial for the 2 million Vietnamese killed in a completely senseless offensive war in Vietnam, or the millions of Iraqis who have died in recent wars, or Koreans, etc., pick a battle, and hundreds of thousands of Latin Americans, particularly Nicaragua, etc.
I mean, our list could go on and on, Ryan. In the last 100 years,
you never see a museum for that.
No, and in the last 100 years, there have been Holocausts, to use the same terminology, that really, really, really don't even come close to the atrocities that we might think the Holocaust was all about. In other words, I was all convoluted in saying that. But what I was trying to get across here is that we have Chinese, what was it, like 20 million Chinese, something ridiculous like that. We have the Holodomor. I was just going to say that, with several million people dead there in Russia. The Congo, yes.
Millions
there. But yet we see, and don't get me wrong, folks, there's no justification, even if it's 100 people, there's no justification for that. I'm not saying that that was right. But it's just this double standard where we will spend tons and tons of time with movie after movie and make it illegal to question in certain countries on the Holocaust, but yet completely disregard, or at the very least, not cover to the same extent, Holocausts that really, really are significant and complete atrocities on this earth.
were not covered to any extent. Another one missing there is of the Germans. Post-World War II, millions of Germans died in camps, and they didn't have beds, and they didn't have kitchens, and they didn't have the things labor camps had. They just rounded them up and gave them no provisions and let them starve to death. And then there
but they were Nazis, right? They were Nazis.
Million who were displaced.
But they were Nazis.
Germans.
No, that all Germans are Nazis. And all Nazis are Germans.
And that's the thing, the Nazi Party was always a minority of Germans.
Interesting. We got to take a break, Ryan, and we'll come back in just a second. Our guest tonight, Ryan Dotson, talking about the Holocaust and so much more. Once again, we're
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Capacity they may or may not have. Not against it. And for me, that's really, really scary to think that we should make it illegal to cover something or to have a different perspective on history. That right there is a slippery slope and a scary one. And for the record, 5,999,999. Come get us, right?
If you were to say that, if you were in Canada instead of the U.S., you could go to jail for that. And if I were in Germany or Austria or Poland or many other countries, Russia, I would go to jail also. It's because you're in the U.S. and I'm in Japan that we are allowed to say that, or even as a question, not even a statement. But it is illegal to revise the numbers or the story, anything that has anything to do with the Holocaust and World War II of Jewish people, not non-Jewish people, though. And that is a free speech issue. There's a very sensitive topic because people will assume, well, if you're not buying this hook, line, and sinker, then your only possible motive must be you just hate Jewish people or you hate the Jewish religion or something like that. And yet we have revision in every single other war. Numbers change and things change in American Civil War, the Revolutionary War, World War I, pick a war, the Iraq War, the first Iraq War. Everybody knows now that that whole babies on incubators speech was a lie. And if you were to point that out, no one's going to accuse you of being pro-Saddam. No one's going to accuse you of hating Kuwaitis. You're just going to say that it is a fact that that story about babies on incubators was a lie. And it helped kick off a war and justify the U.S. intervening and attacking Iraq. Now, you can come up with other reasons why you think they should have attacked Iraq anyway, but the official reasons were lies, and no one's going to accuse you of being racist for pointing that out now. Enough time has passed, and the emotional smoke is cleared, to where you can talk about that objectively, and you can talk about other wars objectively, except for World War II, except for the Holocaust, because there's actually legislation that punishes people with jail time for talking about it. And I just finished an interview with Germar Rudolph, the scientist who just did his chemical analysis and reports and was taken away from his six-month-old daughter and thrown in jail for 4 years for saying the wrong opinion. And as he mentioned, Zundel was thrown in jail. David Cole was beaten and left on the street. He was an American, so they couldn't throw him in jail. But
And a Jewish one at that.
Yes, he is Jewish, which shouldn't matter, but it does. But they, of course, if you're not anti-Semitic, you're a self-hating Jew.
Right, right.
And but it's as ridiculous as saying, well, if you question the Holocaust, then it's like saying if you don't like Obama, it's because you're racist. Or if you like Obama, it's only because he's black. Either way. If you criticize Lincoln, then you support slavery or something. That's utterly preposterous. It's a straw man, and no one's out to hurt anybody's feelings. No one's trying to take away from the suffering of Jewish people and others who were put in labor camps. They starved to death. They were beaten to death. They worked to death. They were shot. There were large numbers of people killed, and a lot died from disease. But I think what the myth is people assume if you won't say 6 million, the only alternative is zero. And no one's saying nobody died. That's ridiculous. But that number of 6 million has never been from history. Even Raoul Hilberg and Holocaust scholars have never put the number that high. That figure comes from religious prophecy and post-war rumor and propaganda, as did the rumors of human-made soap or lampshades or shrunken heads. That was known Allied propaganda. No one still claims that in the official story. They allow others to say it, and even witnesses say they saw it, but it never happened. It was post-war propaganda that built off of wartime rumors. And they even went into Dachau, which originally began as a prison camp for German dissidents, and was converted later. And they brought in the city of Weimar there and into Buchenwald, and they showed them these props of lampshades and all this ridiculous paraphernalia. And none of it ever happened, but it was part of the denazification program. And that's fine in the 40s, but we've had enough time to sort all that out, and we know that that isn't true. The other side will say, well, that's just a slippery slope. Okay, there weren't any lampshades or soap or anything, but surely 6 million died in gas chambers. Well, actually, no. When you look at that, the gas chamber part of the Holocaust is probably the weakest link, as Michael Shermer even admitted. And let's say, well, why does it matter how they died? It matters how they died, and it matters how many died, because without that, as I said in the beginning, you can't really differentiate the crimes of the Allies from the Axis powers. You have to have something worse that the Germans did in order to justify the entire war. And if you don't have that, then people would look at World War II, as they should, as just a monstrous catastrophe, and with no justification, would never want a war again. Instead, with this story, they're able to sell it to the public as a necessary evil. Sometimes we have to go to war to kill the Hitlers and just the epitome of evil. And the Nazis have always been, since that time, Godwin's Law, the go-to example of evil to invade every nation after World War II. Every nation in the U.S. or the U.K. have wanted to attack. They just create a new Hitler, and they say they're doing what Germany was doing. Putin's the new Hitler. So-and-so's the new Hitler. Ahmadinejad was a Hitler. Saddam was a Hitler. Gaddafi was a Hitler.
Bush.
And they're able to sell it.
Bush was a Hitler.
Well, Bush's grandfather actually worked with the Nazis. That's the ironic thing.
Well, it's funny, you know.
But a lot of people did. Like, not everyone knew in the first 5 years when the economy was turning around, not because of Hitler, but because of his lead economist got rid of the central bank. It seemed at the time that, you know, no one knew what was about to happen. Like, it seemed like a thriving, successful state. They didn't know they were going to invade Poland and you know, everything that happened.
Yeah. Another act of evil, if we're talking World War II, slightly outside of the realm of the Holocaust, was the bombs being dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And you being in Japan, I'm sure this is something that you've considered. Was that necessary? And the simple answer is no, it wasn't.
No, not at all. And Nagasaki gets overshadowed by Hiroshima, because the bombing of Nagasaki was even less necessary, and they used a plutonium bomb much stronger than the original uranium bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima.
Interesting. Let's talk about that when we get back here. Hiroshima, Nagasaki. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. Ryan Dawson, our special guest tonight. From what I understand, Ryan, the Japanese were already surrendering at that point.
Yes, they've been trying to surrender, but the U.S. wanted what they call a total surrender. But they just never were going to agree. They wanted to use the bombs to show the Russians. And they waited till the last minute, because the Russians had agreed, Yalta agreements, that they would get into the Pacific theater 3 months after the surrender of Germany, which was exactly August 6th and August 9th when the bombs were dropped, just days before that time period was coming. They didn't want to divide up Japan to North and South Japan the way they were already dividing Germany into East and West Germany with the Russians. They wanted it to be under the American sphere of influence. And so the bombs completely solidified that and scared
the Bob Tuscan Show.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase it.
And they dropped the second bomb on Nagasaki, which was in the mountains, showing they could take out anything, anywhere, because they had an even stronger bomb than before. And still the Japanese didn't surrender. It actually had the reverse effect. After Hiroshima was bombed, they stopped trying to surrender after Nagasaki. Again, the majority of the Japanese forces weren't in Japan. They were in Manchuria. But they eventually surrendered. And that was the end of the war on paper. But then, of course, after the Imperial Japanese were forced out of Korea, the United States invades, and we had the Korean War, another pointless conflict. And during that war, at the tail end of it, they couldn't get their nukes for political reasons with China, but they bombed everything with a roof in North Korea. About 30% of the entire country was destroyed, and millions of Koreans were killed. I'm not talking about their army, I'm just talking about Koreans, just people. If you had a grocery store, you got bombed. If you had anything, they bombed everything in North Korea before 1952 at the end of the war. And now look at that, what that's caused in the conflict we have today.
Yep. It's scary, and these are the same powers that are in control today. Operation Paperclip, back to the Holocaust, was, of course, a trade, essentially, where we received several German scientists, several Nazi scientists, for
it was more than a brain drain. It wasn't just the scientists and engineers. There were a lot of Nazis that just paid their way into that. It wasn't just for the rocket scientists. But that's, you know, that's how they don't care about, there's no moral or ethical standard they're holding. They're just trying to acquire more power. And they don't care if it comes from a Nazi or a former fascist Italian or Japanese. They used the Yakuza post-World War II as well, extreme right-wing Japanese mafia, to smuggle out tungsten and metals from China because Japan still had an intelligence network set up there from invading. And they were completely allied and paid through Lockheed Martin and other funds by the CIA and put into political power. First Prime Minister of Japan was mafia. So they're working with the mob and they're working with prior former Nazis. They work with criminals today. Where do you think ISIS got its money from, or al-Nusra, or al-Qaeda, or the Mujahideen, or MEK, or MEK al-Kuk, or Jandallah, or al-Sabab? Well, actually, al-Sabab, Saudi Arabia, but all the rest of the ones I named are from the United States. All of them. The United States and NATO, the armed terrorists and mafia fronts now. So it's nothing new. It's been going on since World War II. From the OSS and now the CIA. And, well, now that there are many layers, the CIA has so many NGOs that they use as mediums, which we saw in Ukraine as well. They have no problem arming and aiding and financially supporting known terrorists as long as, you know, they're on the payroll to keep the drugs flowing, to keep the violence going and give pretext for conflicts. That's what terrorist groups are for. They're modern privateers. And they always leak back to government.
Big government, little government. No, it's big government. And it's big media. And it's, the media is a major part of this, especially when it comes to the Holocaust. And we talked about countless movies on the Holocaust. And, you know, we got guys like Steven Spielberg. And we got books, that are completely fabricated. Eli Wiesel and Anne Frank and all these books, and that's how this becomes dogma.
Well, Anne Frank was half and half, but yeah, I know what you mean. But Hollywood especially, it's easy to sell the narrative of good guy versus bad guy, and you know, what the colonial powers, the French and British especially, why does West Africa speak French? You know, it wasn't because they all decided to study it together. Why does Australia speak English? You know, they were colonies. And later they stopped calling them colonies. They started calling places protectorates, or they had other terms, but like Palestine was a protectorate. It was just a colony. And the borders today in Africa and in the Middle East were mainly drawn by the British. And it's led to so many conflicts and so much death and tribalism and infighting, going all the way back to World War I, which would take a long time to go over, just mentioning it. We can go over it if you like. This is what's been happening from the colonial powers. But to talk about the Holocaust, again, because of all the movies and because it's so emotional, and I think the other thing is it was on video, whereas prior atrocities, you don't see film of the dead Native Americans. You don't see film really of Vietnam because it was in the middle of a war. A little bit of pictures, and there was a lot of outrage just from that. But in World War II, because of the camps, you see footage of all these emaciated, you know, skinny to the bone people starving to death. And so I think for the first time, people could see what war looks like, even though that's how it was in Haldimore and all the other places where people starved to death. That wasn't on film, and the Holocaust was. And I think that's what gave it its power, and that's why it's pushed in Hollywood. And I don't think people in Hollywood are all having some racist agenda or anything. It's just that people have seen the footage. It's something they can sell. They'll make a buck off of anything. And so that's what they push. Spielberg, he may be different, but I don't think in general it's malevolence, but I mean, that's my speculation. I can't prove the motives of people making the films, but I do think the reason World War II became the war you can't talk about is because it came at a time period where there was film and television, whereas prior to that, it was you couldn't see it. It was radio, or less.
Yep, that's exactly right. Ryan Dawson is our guest. Last time we had you on, we talked about your new book. How's the book going?
Oh, excellent. Actually, the paper version of the book's coming out next week. Separation of Business and State. And that's really the core issue. We have to separate business and state. That's the real fascism, and that's a problem in every country. It may be more prominent in the U.S. because they're the face, the kind of things more directly invading countries. But the majority of death and poverty in the world isn't caused directly by war. It's from banks. And I can't think of an institution more evil than the IMF.
Mm-hmm.
They intentionally use predatory lending to impoverish the third world. Even when kids are starving, pot bellies and everything, and they don't care. There's no accountability, and there's such a degree of separation. They don't have any skin in the game between those causing it and the victims that I think it just doesn't register. They have their money and they don't want to think about it.
It's evil. And
that's the Holocaust, really.
That is the Holocaust. Yep. You're absolutely right.
Tens of millions in the Horn of Africa alone.
Yeah, but let's
really
not talk
sad.
About that.
It's totally preventable. Yeah.
Let's not talk about that. Let's obsess over one particular Holocaust that has been fabricated in many regards.
It has been fabricated. I mean, that. Gas chambers, especially. How is it possible? I mean, of all the camps the Allies liberated, they didn't find any gas chambers. They're all in Poland, all discovered by the Soviets. So you're reducing down to just a few camps. And that's where we get the stories of gas chambers. Yet there's no physical evidence for any of it. And the architectural and chemical and all the evidence points to they're not being gas chambered. Now, lack of evidence doesn't mean evidence of something either, but when you have supposed gas chambers doubling as showers that have glass windows in them, that have a well and have working water, and all these prisoners who took showers there, they cherry-pick witnesses who will say, yeah, there were gas chambers, and I was right at the door, and I got yanked out and saved, but I saw people gas.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So
sure they
many
were.
More people saying,
yep. Final segment coming up, Ryan.
And water came out.
Hold
instead.
On, Ryan. All right. What you're listening to is obviously pre-recorded. It's been Mercury in retrograde, to say the least. I'm not a firm believer in those sorts of things. However, it's been really, really tough. Technically speaking, emotionally speaking, everything's been tough. It's been a tough week. So, anyways, good content, though. Good information. In the next segment, I'll play the last portion of that interview with Ryan Dawson. Next hour, Steve Starrs, Doug Owen, War Room Wednesdays. That's right, it's War Room Wednesday still, so have no fear. War Room Wednesday is here. We'll be right back.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Okay, it's our final segment with Brian Dawson tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. And Brian, I want to thank you for coming on again. We appreciate your research, man.
Well, it's an important topic, and it's a topic I hate talking about because it's there's just so many preliminary things you have to get out of the way. You really have to prove you're not a racist, you're not a crazy, you know, a bunch of things before you can talk about it. And you get that with 9/11 too, thanks to the wackos over at Jonestown with, you know, and people denying airplanes and all the other nonsense, where it just becomes a silly topic. You can't have a serious discussion about it because of all the crazy things that were said. But you had equally ridiculous stories in World War II talking about prisoners thrown in a pit with a bear and an eagle, where the eagle would attack the eyes and the bear would bite off their genitals and things like that. It obviously didn't happen. You had stories of electric floors, all kinds of nonsense. They're just physically could not.
Electric floors? I didn't even hear about that one.
Yeah, that was one. Treblinka is one of the best, where they buried all these bodies, dug them all back up, cremated them, and then put that back in the ground. Which is clearly a transit camp, and Eric Hunt has done a good documentary on that. They won't allow archaeology there for religious taboo, but I think it's more because they know there's nothing there. There just should be evidence for these things. And the only evidence they have are a few cherry-picked witnesses. But that's going against a multitude of witnesses and victims of labor camps who never saw any of that, never saw a gas chamber, never heard of that. And they were also in the exact same camps, but have no reason to lie. And people who are saying they did see all of that would have a reason to lie.
I almost feel as if
it should be 100% or nothing. You can't have a majority of the camp saying, no, we had showers.
Sure.
People starved, of course. And there was Zycon B used for delousing, and there's brush and blue stains in those rooms. But there aren't stains in the supposed gas chambers. And how can you have gas staining one room where they deloused clothing and not another where they're supposedly gassing people every day? And if it's really a death camp, why have kitchens and bedrooms and everything else and use them for labor? If the goal was really just to exterminate people, why have anything? Just let them, die of thirst within 3 days. They were using them as labor, which is horrible. It's slave labor. It's forced labor. And it's absolutely horrific. But just because something's terrible doesn't mean you have the right to just exaggerate it on indefinitely, just to make it worse than what your side did.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm sure if the Americans had started to lose the war, the Canadians had started to lose the war, then the internment camps that they had for Japanese and German people, they would have starved. The difference is they were winning.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the illness was definitely a...
We had typhoid. You had typhus, yeah. Of course.
And Frank died.
Well, yeah, a lot of people died of typhus in the First World War, too, and that's why the delousing was so important. They had delousing in Ellis Island, too. I mean, it was common. Now we have shampoos and things to get rid of lice, but we're talking 70 years ago, and things are very different. And it's not that they did it out of benevolence for the prisoners. They wanted them alive so they could use them for labor. But it was still a life-saving practice, not a death sentence to get deloused. And that's why they shave their heads and think, why would you bother tattooing people if you're just going to kill them? It just doesn't make any sense. It never has. Yet you're just not allowed to talk about it. And I personally think that learning that 6 million people may not have died should be good news. That's great, right? I mean, but they say no, that the higher the better. It's as if the association with being victims is more important to them than the much more less horrible act would be if you found out that, oh, actually it was maybe 4 million or less than that. That ought to be something to celebrate. But instead they wanted a number to be as high as possible because the Holocaust has become an industry. And they actually are using their deaths to make money. It's disgusting. It's like funeral practices for religions. They guilt trip and blackmail you into saying, hey, pay my organization thousands of dollars to put this body in a box or you didn't love them. And of course, everyone's going to do it. I mean, they don't want to not have a funeral. But I mean, they've found a way to literally profit from death. And even though it doesn't make any sense at all, the Holocaust has replaced religion as what Jews identify with, and it's been justifying the behavior of Israel, which is more akin to the Nazi state than any modern state around today, of the way they treat Palestinians and African immigrants in Israel, as well as a pecking order among different types of Jews. It's absolutely disgusting, racial apartheid. It's an expansionist colonial state. They keep Gaza as an outdoor prison. They bulldoze homes down. They ethnically cleanse people. and yet they're always playing the victim. And they have unconditional support from Zionist Jews and Christians, mainly from America, who only view them in the light of, well, they can do whatever they want because they were victims in World War II, even though it has nothing to do with Palestinians.
Yep, absolutely. Never again. What does that mean to you, really?
I wish it would be never again, but it's not never again because people are dying now. And they're re-evading Iraq as we speak. It's constant, and the war party marches on, and their best salesman is World War II.
Folks,
I don't want anybody killing anybody. I don't want anybody bombed. No sane person wants anybody to be put in a camp or starved to death or have their house bulldozed down. But there are a lot of people who aren't sane. The tribalism and nationalism is so strong, they say, hey, Ephraim, God gave us this land. We racially inherited this dirt from our real estate god and everybody else on it. You know, they should just go live in an Arab country. Zionists view countries as ethnicities because that's what they view themselves as, a Jewish country. Therefore, their neighbors must be Arab countries, black countries, white countries. They can't see a nation as a place where people live. It's where the, you know, category lives. And they think land is divided by ethnicity and race, which to them it is. But to normal, well-adjusted people, it is not. I mean, what would the United States be, for example? I mean, I'm living in Japan, for example. It's not, you don't racially inherit land. That's a really, like, kindergarten-level concept. But to a Zionist, nope. They're so filled with hate and resentment, and I think a lot of it is being raised with this fear, and a lot of them in the beginning were survivors of World War II, and they needed, it's like a kid that gets abused by their parents, then going and abusing their kids. They pass the violence on, and we have, it seemed like a bunch of dysfunctional, abused people who went on abusing others. It's just becoming a bully.
Yep.
Because they got bullied. And that cycle needs to break.
I was just going to say that. It certainly does. And here I am breaking it. Here you are breaking it and exposing it for what it is. And it's what we need to do. It's definitely what
but
we need to do.
We'll face consequences for that. I'll have guests who won't come on the show because I even discussed the issue. And I say, it's ridiculous. You know?
And I've had guests on.
You're a loser for that.
Sorry to interrupt, but I've had guests, namely Josh Rubner from the policy, from the lobby against the occupation of Israel or whatever it's called, you know, pro-Palestinian anti-Zionist group from Washington that refused to come on my show. And we're on the same team in that respect. And they still won't go on my show because of my views on 9/11 and the Holocaust and things like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I just go where the evidence is, and I'm willing to back it up and prove it.
And that's all you can do, Ryan. Folks, Blacklisted News' is very own Doug Owen for War Room Wednesday with Steve Starrs coming up next on The Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show. With financial.